You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. We're meeting three candidates for Leland's Town Council today. There are two open seats on the council that carry four-year terms. You can ask your own question of our candidate today by calling during the live Wednesday edition, 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. Joining us now is Joy Kranidiotis. She was born in Wilmington and raised in Leland. She has a BA in Parks and Recreation Management from the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. And for 25 years, she worked in pharmaceutical biotech sales and consulting, including for Genentech. She acted as general contractor on her own home in Rivercroft Estates, where she also served as president of the neighborhood trustees for nearly 30 years. And she owned and developed a commercial project on Highway 133. Joy Kranidiotis, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here. Have you ever taken a run at elective office before?
Absolutely not.
Why
this
now?
This is the first.
Why? Why Leland Town Council?
Well, actually, I'm not a politician, but I had so many of my friends come to me and say, you know, we need someone to listen to us. We need someone from here who understands the past and can have a better perspective of what the future needs to be. And so that's what got me started, as well as the water situation.
So let's take the first component of that first. What does that mean? How would your perspective as someone who was really born and raised in this area, which as we know is unusual, especially in Leland, how would that change the direction of Leland?
Well, I think to really go forward, you have to know the history. I give you the example of H2GO and not to stay on the water situation. But H2GO, back in the 70s, we had no water, no sewer. It was very difficult to have a commercial endeavor unless you were a large landowner with a lot of money who could install your own systems. So a couple of little ladies got together and formed this water authority to get water from Brunswick County and sewer. So you kind of have to understand that.
And what does that mean today in terms of the direction for Leland and H2GO?
Well, I think there's a lot of misconception about H2GO's motives and where they came from, why they were established. They've been consistently working towards a better option of water versus having water from the Cape Fear River, which we know is contaminated and is going to be a tremendous effort to clean that up.
Are you saying that you're supporting H2GO's plans to move forward with the $30-plus million reverse osmosis plant?
Absolutely.
And what do you say to people who argue we really need to regionalize here? Marianne from Leland asked earlier, why doesn't Leland regionalize with H2GO? Why don't they join forces? They've already done the work and the research.
Well, I don't see why they couldn't at some point. I just know that since 2011, H2GO's been working towards getting off the river water. And the aquifer is the way to do that. I believe in supporting the county. There's no reason not to do that and work together. I don't know if you'll ever see the two entities come together because they have such polarized views of how we should go forward. I would hope they would. I would love to see that happen because this water affects my friends in Wilmington and Southern Brunswick County, everybody.
And is that really the emerging issue for you? Is that why your friends, you say, came to you and urged you to run for Leland Town Council?
Yes.
So let's say you win a seat, then you're going to be pushing for what to happen specifically?
Specifically that the town of Leland stop trying to dissolve H2GO and try to work with H2GO and allow them to go forward with the reverse osmosis and get us some clean drinking water.
It was interesting to me that you used the term some ladies came together back in the 70s to create H2GO. It's notable to me that of the four active candidates for these two open seats on Leland's town council, three are women. The mayor of Leland is a woman. Wilmington has a difficult time getting women to run for office. There's currently one woman on Wilmington City Council, and she is finishing out this term. What accounts for that in Leland? Why such a different atmosphere that way?
Strong women. Strong women. I don't know, really. I think that coming from Leland, historically the women have been strong, have had to be strong. I have really no other explanation for that than that.
We have a question. Lenny from Leland called and said, why all the restructuring of job titles and positions among Leland municipal workers? Where is this currently?
I do not know. That is not a question that I could really answer. I do hate seeing name changes such as, you know, it used to be North Carolina Deaner and now it's DEQ or state. All the names have changed. And I think that just creates confusion.
We've heard about a number, an inordinate number of sewer overflow incidents, primarily in Magnolia Greens. The Department of Environmental Quality is not exactly impressed with the town of Leland's handling of this. They made recommendations a while ago, according to the Star News, that haven't really been followed. How would you handle that situation?
Well, that's going to be a difficult situation to handle at this point because things have gone pretty far. My understanding, and I've done a lot of research on this, we've got to fix that water main that comes from Brunswick Forest. So that is a situation, in my opinion, that an ounce of prevention would be worth a pound of cure. Had that been done properly and the developer not allowed to cut corners, we wouldn't be in this situation. But now we are, and we have to fix it, and it's going to be costly. So they're trying to get lines down to another water treatment plant, which is also, by the way, almost at full capacity. So that's going to have to be rebuilt or another one built. So it's quite a conundrum, unfortunately. But it is something that we have to work to repair what we have.
And you said this is largely because the developer was allowed to cut corners. So then how, if you're elected, how would you change that kind of a situation? How would you hold developers' feet to the fire?
I would do everything in my power to hold developers to what they say they're going to do. On paper, the planning would have to be very, very well scrutinized, perhaps a bond. You know, I've been in meetings where I've heard developers say, I think so, as their answer. Well, that is not an acceptable answer. It's got to be on paper. They have to follow through. And town council has to make them follow through.
We've watched over the last several years some pretty high tension between neighboring municipalities and Leland. And I'm thinking specifically of Belleville. There was a territorial dispute over an ABC store. And there have been other issues that have arisen. Those two haven't really worked very well together. Why do you think that's happened? And is there a remedy?
There is a remedy. You work with those people. The mayor of Belleville, he and I taught karate together years ago. So we're friends. You know, you have to have an open, honest communication situation and system and not polarize. Leland should be working with Belleville fully, Navassa, all of the because together we can do a lot more.
And you don't think that Leland should be taking over Belleville? Like,
no.
That's an unnecessary municipality.
I think there's a, you know, if you look at Leland and Belleville, you know, it looks really crazy on paper. But Belleville has done some really nice things. They've put that park, gotten grant money to do this lovely Belleville park. And I think probably...
You're talking about the park on the riverfront?
Yes, on Highway 133. Mm-hmm. So they've done some really great things. So I say let them keep doing that, and let's help them, let them help us.
And if it didn't work out, you could always take out the mayor with your karate.
Yes. Yeah, we can't say that because he was a black belt too. So
you're a black belt in karate.
Yes.
I'll watch my P's and Q's. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're meeting the three candidates, well, three of them. There are five. Four of them are active candidates for Leland's Town Council. Two of them are incumbents. Joy Kranidiotis, one of the challengers, is taking your questions on this live Wednesday edition. Remember, you only have one segment to get your question in and a few minutes left in this edition. To ask your own question, call us at 910-343-1138 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. In the Leland 2020 plan, one of the key principles is that local character builds regional economies. We're watching a Chick-fil-A and a Panera Bread going up in downtown Leland. How would you encourage the growth of local character, and what does that mean to you? How do you define it?
Well, you know, you look at downtown Wilmington. I love downtown Wilmington. That we have a great opportunity, I believe, on Village Road to make that the heart of Leland and to make that more quaint, walkable, pedestrian paths, sidewalks, smaller, not high-rise buildings. So those are some things that I would be very in favor of doing.
How do you make Leland more walkable?
Well, we have to do it now before a lot more is developed, because the more mortar that goes up, the fewer opportunities we have to get right-of-ways and put bike trails and such in. There is a bike trail plan, a pedestrian plan. I don't know where they are in the process of implementing that plan, but I think it's a really good idea to do that.
We know that obesity is a major health issue for the nation, for North Carolina, for Brunswick County, and probably for Leland, although we don't have those numbers. Childhood obesity, we also know, is on the rise, as is adult obesity and all of the accompanying health issues that go with that. What role, if any, does Leland's Town Council play in addressing that major health problem?
Well, that's tough. I think just some of the things I just mentioned, if we could ride a bike to the grocery store, if people were inclined to be outdoors on a sidewalk, meeting with other people, you know, some of the recreation facilities, cooperating with the schools, that's really where this starts, is education and of these children and getting them off the sofa, off the game, Xbox, whatever. So I think, you know, coordinated efforts.
And what does it mean in practice that for Leland, they were switched with Brunswick County from the Wilmington Metropolitan Statistical Area a couple of years ago to the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina Metropolitan Statistical Area? Should that change Leland's orientation to their marketing and their economic growth plan or not?
Well, I would think it would. I think that 17 corridor leads to Myrtle Beach, but I still think we are better aligned with Wilmington than that far south. But the implication to me is that means we're going to try to develop all the way down to the state line, which, you know, I may be wrong in that, but that's one area I haven't spent a lot of thought.
So when you think about economic growth then, we talked a little bit about local character, but the larger growth picture, how does that need to unfold?
Slowly and thoughtfully. I am a firm believer that bigger is not better, that we don't need a piece of concrete on every piece of earth. And the types of development that we do. I mean, we have restaurants. We're getting more restaurants. So we have more restaurants. We have more apartments. We have more houses. We have no jobs. We have service jobs. We should be looking at things like that, trying to bring in better positions. I know that the town is working with Wilmington and the Chamber of Commerce there, and they are trying to bring in more jobs, and I think that's very important.
And that's this edition of Coastline. Joy Kranidiotis, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks also to Pat Battleman and Sandra Ford for being with us. And thanks to Technical Director Ken Campbell, Associate Producer Rachel Keith, and Production Assistant Caitlin Hanrahan. Join us on the next edition of the Coastline Candidate Interviews Thursday at noon. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at WHQR.org. Get the podcast. You can also find it on the WHQR app, or just tune in for the rebroadcast of this episode Sunday afternoon at 3. Join us for Coastline Live, Wednesdays and Thursdays at noon, here on HQR News 91.3 and 98.9 FM. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.